Okay, I'm Dr. Bob Marshall. This is Healthline Live. Let's go right back to the phone. And I've got Val here in Sacramento, and he's got a question. Are you there, Val?
Yes. Hello, Doc.
How old a man are you, and how much do you weigh?
Well, I have a general question about how do you relate to the non-traditional practice of medicine?
Well, first of all, I think we have to be very careful here. The traditional, for hundreds of years, of medicine was naturopathy. In the turn of the 20th century, because America...
I have such practices as acupuncture.
I know. Let me just tell you history, because you need to know history. So the dominant health care for centuries was naturopathy. Now, there were surgeons who came along and got together in the early 1900s and formed the American Medical Association. Now, these practitioners are critical care practitioners, okay? So they do critical care medicine. We've gotten in trouble in this country because they had seized control of all medicine. And they have laws passed that, you know, they are sort of the dominant delivery system. And in the early 1900s, it was fine. And the United States was the healthiest civilized nation on earth. We had less than 5% of the nation chronically ill. When they stopped reporting in 2005, we had 53% plus chronically ill. So the universe is no longer correct for the critical care practitioner. And in fact, the American Medical Association reported that the third leading cause of death was properly prescribed medical drugs to a chronically ill patient. Wow. So when you say non-traditional or other types of healthcare, you need to know that we see it now because of advertising and promotion. People like chiropractic physicians have a niche where they, I think, are outstanding when it comes to an injury or trauma. They are a concern to me when they are adjusting someone who has a chronic problem and the same spot is out in their neck or back. I don't think that is what chiropractic was engineered for, although it is being done. Now, in acupuncture, we see a flavor of medicine that is part and parcel of what is known as Oriental medicine. And there are Oriental medical doctors. Now, they would use more of an energetic approach, more of a naturopathic approach. And probably in terms of years of practice, they are hundreds and hundreds of years older than our current surgeon practice, which was what we call medicine today, okay? So every one of these, I think, has a great place. I love our American medical doctors. I don't think there's a better critical care physician on the planet than the United States. I do worry when they try to control everything and they use critical care modalities to treat a chronically ill patient, I get a little bit concerned over that, and we're going to have a little revolution over that, I think. But other than that, I'm very comfortable with every one of these modalities.
How about homeopathic?
Well, the homeopathy is a therapy that was used by naturopaths and is still used by naturopaths, and it has the concept that like can treat like. There's a underpinning assumption of naturopathy with regard to homeopathy, and that is that the body has all the nutrients it needs to heal itself. And that's simply not true anymore because our diet has declined so terribly. You know, USDA had a figure the other a few years ago, I think 2005, comparing a peach of 1950 to 2005, 55 years later. And they pointed out that in order to get the vitamin A of one peach of 1950, today you would need to eat 53 peaches. I don't think, Val, you can eat 53 peaches. So, you know, we have a pathetic excuse for food, and as a result, homeopathy, which I think is excellent, doesn't appear to work like it used to because the assumption that the body has the nutrients it needs is not fulfilled. Okay?
Okay, and another thing, I've heard you mention manipulation of something. Of
the biofield.
Yeah.
The biofield, yes.
Practice. And can I tell you my quick experience with those, with some of the things? I had one of the negative experience with those things. I had to, I felt really depressed after going through those. So this is just...
Going through what? Homeopathy?
Acupuncture, and I was prescribed some homeopathic.
Well, you got to remember, Val, I mean, I'm sad that you had a negative experience, but you need to remember that the underlying assumption was probably not met. In other words, your body probably didn't have all the nutrients it needed, so when you go ahead and use this, it can't work. Its underpinning assumption is violated, and that is a very sad thing. You know, and it comes back to the fact that some practitioners are excellent and some are not. And that's always going to be the case, okay? I've got to go back to nutrition.
Yeah, I heard that it's, for a Christian, we cannot really use those practices.
I totally, completely disagree. I don't know who is making up this mantra, but it's nonsense. Remember, a Christian may use anything that is follows a scientific method. If it is demonic, it means that only one person can do it and no one else can learn it and do it. That is demonic, and that
well,
we should stay
negative with. Experience with this, so I had depression after that.
Yeah,
so
but that's possible because you're using something not fulfilling the underlying assumption. Many of the practitioners who use homeopathy are not even aware that it presumes you have the nutrients you need to heal yourself, and they're still using it. That's a travesty. This is something that's going on in our culture. You know, if you ask,
I will respect. You know, respectfully disagree with you on that one.
That's the wonderful thing about being an American, except for Mr. Obama and Mrs. Clinton. They don't believe we should be able to have the right to respectively disagree. I do, though, and I honor that. Thanks for your call. Bye
now.